Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, so let me try to reset this here, and I don't think I'm doing a really good job on being Stacey's public defender because I can't find anybody on the phones that agrees with what she's saying, and I even told our phone screener, Joanna, try to find somebody from the other side here. So I don't feel like I'm doing a good job representing Stacey here.
No, you're doing fine.
Yeah, but what if Stacey's just wrong?
If you're just checking us out this morning, I have been married for 13 years. I've been with the same woman for 16 years. So we somehow think that we've got this thing worked out pretty well. But about a year ago, my wife forged a relationship with a guy that we work with quite a bit on our charity, and he does a lot of web work with us also. Really, really nice guy named Mike. And they have just become more and more tight, tighter and tighter over the last year. And I'm getting tighter and tighter about their tight ship.
Your chest is getting tighter and tighter.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where they're texting each other quite a bit. She knows a lot about his life. I'm not sure he knows a lot about ours. But look, if this was a girl, I'd have no problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that it's a dude has had me concerned for over a year.
And a good-looking dude who kind of looks like you.
You think he looks like me?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Really?
Really?
Well, then he's a younger, thinner, better surfing, better looking dude than I am.
Andy caught a marlin yesterday.
So Stacey and I have really, it was a source of tension for months for us. And, mm-hmm. and my final conclusion to the whole thing, because she wasn't giving in, was really, okay, this is the part that I understand what she's saying is, trust is trust. And why should it matter if it's a guy or if it's a woman? If I trust that my wife's not going to screw around, then I trust that my wife's not going to screw around. So I'm going in all on it, 100%. Why are you looking at me like that?
I just think if the roles were reversed, she would have a big ol' issue.
Well, and I took that road for a while there. I got to be honest with you, because when we had the talk and I said that, I started to think in my head, okay, let's play this out. I'm going to find a girl within our circle that I can just start to form a friendship with and see how Stacey handles it. But
then you thought it's playing games.
No, I just couldn't find the right girl.
No girl wanted to be my friend.
I couldn't find the
but
right
it
girl.
Is it was playing games. Seems like an immature way to handle it. But
why don't you just twit pick a couple pictures of Joanna at your house today, playing with your dog?
We're just friends.
You just go, hey, my friend Joanna came over to hang out with my dog, with Pancake.
Hey, yes, Doug, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that there was never a cheating spouse who wasn't friends with the other person first. My first wife, she was just friends with the guy at work, and like your wife, he was a great guy, and I liked him, but they wound up having an affair, and that's the natural order of things for feelings to grow after time.
Let me play a really naive angle here then, okay? So if you're doing everything you can as a husband and as a wife, right?
Okay.
And she or he screws around on you, there's nothing you could have done about that, right? If
well,
I'm
were you doing everything that you could if she has another male friend?
I don't know. That was sort of my take with her also. And I feel the whole room is holding back. Let's go, y'all. I'm asking
well,
you for input.
You say there's is Stacey out of town?
She is.
Okay, good. That'll make it easier.
Why do you think I've been talking about it for half an hour?
Because my thought with the whole thing is once it became an issue for her, for you, her friendship with him, then to me the bigger problem is she didn't recognize it was an issue. Like, I don't think I buy into your whole, you just got to get over it philosophy of marriage. Like, I think once you made it apparent that her behavior was upsetting to you,
mm-hmm.
I'm more disturbed by the fact that she doesn't want to stop that behavior to make you more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like that to me is the issue. Like they may just be friends, probably not, but they may just, it's very possible that nothing has ever happened, I'm lying right now, between them. But if it hasn't, she should just not want to be a part of it because
it's making me that upset. All right, so let's evolve a couple of months now. So I embrace it, and I'm like, okay, you guys want me in on this friendship? Let's go. So I did. I embraced it, and since then, we've all been hanging out. When we were down in St. Augustine over the weekend, we all hung out. He texts me from time to time. I text him back. And to be honest with you, we have gotten tighter, he and I. So we were out this weekend, and we were getting our drink on pretty good.
Oh, here we go.
And it wasn't calculated or planned, but you know what? At one point of the night, Stacy and some girls were dancing on the dance floor, and it was just he and I at the table. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't calculated. It just came out. And he doesn't drink, and I do. So I put him at an advantage. And I just said, you know, I got to tell you that, especially in the beginning of this relationship that you have with Stacy, that I haven't been entirely comfortable with it. And he said, I know. And I said, well, how do you know that? Because if his answer was Stacy has told him, I was going to be upset. And he said, well, I have friends in Atlanta and they listen to the show. So I know what you said over the last couple of months. So I said to him, this has just never been an option for me. I never thought that it was an option for me to go out and form really tight friendships with girl friends like Stacy has with you. So I just wanted out there that I'm just not entirely comfortable with this whole thing. And he said to me that he looked me right in the eyes and he said, I want to let you know that nothing will ever happen between Stacy and I. That he has been That he's been on the other side of things and he knows what that feels like and or has felt like. And it will never, ever, ever happen and I don't have to worry about it. That was pretty much it.
All right. See, now from my perspective. Now, I'm pretty conservative on this because I think it's just ridiculous for someone to defend a friendship outside of your marriage so much that you have felt that you've had to compromise in order for their friendship to be maintained. Also, you know, benefit of the doubt, sure. He means what he says. Great. I've had persons that have cheated on me say that to me. I would never do that to you is the words out of their mouth, and they did it. So, you know, I just feel like why is it so worth it? To me, why is it worth the tension and why is it so worth it to make you uncomfortable? Because the burden is on them now. The burden is on Stacy, and they better not do anything, especially after bringing you into it and him saying that. Because the thing is, the worst thing in the world is for you to be a fool. And they're the ones that control whether you're a fool or not.
See, I think at the end of the day that's what – this is going to sound so cheesy and Hallmark card – that's really what love is that you've got to open yourself up so much and you got to say, okay, I trust you 100%. And that's what I'm doing
here.
But
you don't take advantage of that trust on the other end and love the person. That's my view.
But you always talk about the, I forget what the words you use, but like the line in the sand or whatever it was, something to that effect.
Sometimes you got to dig in.
Yeah. Like, why aren't you digging in on this? Like, why aren't you saying, and these are all doomsday stories, but Jessica has a great story of a friend that she knew who lives on the West Coast. And there was a situation same situation you were in. His wife was too friendly with a dude who lived down the street. And this guy she only worked half days. He worked half days. They were really friendly, hanging out. There's no evidence of anything physical or inappropriate beyond a close friendship. This guy said, I just want to let you know I'm uncomfortable with that. She said, too bad. He goes, it's not too bad. I'm uncomfortable with it, and it's embarrassing to me, and I don't like it, and I'm drawing a line in the sand, and you have 30 days to end your friendship with him. Do it however you want. I'm giving you 30 days. She didn't change a thing. 30 days later, she came home from work, and there's a U-Haul in the driveway.
Is that right? She ended up with the other dude?
She was with him for a while, and they didn't work out, and, and then she dated another guy for a while, and now she's back with her husband, the guy who moved out. After years of counseling and stuff, but he just said to her, this makes me uncomfortable, and I'm telling you, I'm not being a jerk. I'm not telling you that you have to cut it off with him. I'm telling you, you've got 30 days to make it, to do whatever you need to do, but after that, I'm done.
You brought up something that might also be like, when you said it's embarrassing, like, I know that in the situation I was years ago, and again, this is years ago, so this is nobody I've been with recently or in the past few years, but the rumors about them, like, For for there to be a red flag also is that at the time that this happened, there were people outside of our relationship that kind of already knew the rumors about him, and or had rumors about these other two, and mm-hmm. they ended up being true. So do you know of any rumors that might be of the two of them?
None.
Because that, to
Zero.
Me, is also a red flag.
In fact, we have people that all work sort of around us, and I mean, we're all hanging out as kind of a big group now. And believe you me, man, I have been eyes on, just looking for any little thing. Mm-hmm. There's been nothing there.
Okay.
There's been nothing there. So I guess to answer your question, I'm taking a leap of faith here because I trust my wife 100%.
You know how you compared it to, like, if she had a new girlfriend that she was excited about, you wouldn't be worried about it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's because, like, when you meet somebody new that you connect with in one way or another, whether that's friendship level or you're attracted to them, whatever, you sort of, like, have a crush on them, right? Like, one of my girlfriends that I've, you know, that I met a couple of years ago, like, I would describe, like, the beginning of becoming friends with her. I'm talking about Jamie. It was like I had a crush on her. Like, I was like, I just can't wait to hang out with her. Like, I want to be around her all the time. Like, I like her energy, whatever.
I've actually had dreams about and you having a crush on her.
But we formed a really great friendship. But I think that that's what it is. It's like sort of like a crush on someone. And that's the danger when it's someone of the opposite sex, is you do form a crush on that person and you want to talk to them all the time. You want to text them. You want to be around them. You want to hang out with them. You want to share your life with them. So you have a crush on them. And so that's the dangerous part. It's a recipe for disaster. You're just setting yourself up for a situation to happen. Not to say that you can't trust your wife and not to say that you can't trust this guy, but you put yourself in that situation enough times over and over again, something happens.
Yeah, I could tell you this, that they were going through, or at least Stacy was going through sort of that, I hate to call it a crush phase because it hurts my heart, but last summer when she was bringing him up all the time, I just really felt so inadequate. Like, why are you so excited about this dude? Like, why? And now... I couldn't tell her that I was checking her phone and all, but she was texting him a hell of a lot more than she was texting me.
Dude, she's going to hear that you're checking her phone. You know, when you're talking to that thing, it goes all over.
She can listen back.
Damn it.
Like,
why didn't you should have told me that 5 minutes
and
ago.
And a heads up, two states now.
Hey, Abigail, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, yeah, I just recently got married, and my husband works at a hospital with mm-hmm. 20 of women. And I think there is a huge, huge difference with someone having your phone number to call about work and call maybe to change shifts or something like that and text messaging you about your personal life. Because just because they don't have a physical affair doesn't mean she's not having an emotional affair.
Yeah, I brought that up to her also. I did.
An emotional connection with him that refuses to let go of.
I'm just wondering, after you had the conversation with him, do you feel any better?
He didn't say he wasn't attracted to your wife. He said, I promise you it will never happen.
He didn't say, though.
I'm not attracted to your wife.
I didn't even ask him that question.
What is it?
He almost said something like,
don't play the music. There's still more questions.
We can talk about it on the other end.
That is such a tough question to answer.
Are we going to continue this conversation?
Oh my God, Melissa.
Melissa.
What happened?
I guess we are, yes. Yes, we can. You still want more answers?
Well, it's just you said you brought up to her about the emotional affair and you didn't say what she said back.
I said it feels like an emotional affair and she said it's not. It's like a brother to me.
Okay.
And he has sort of become a brother to our family.
Okay.
I can say that.
All right.
I'd like to be a brother.
All right, I'm done.
You I don't trust. So that's where it really is right now.
Okay.
If I had to be 100% honest, I'm not 100% comfortable with it even today, but I think I gotta be.
I don't think you have to be.
Stand up for yourself, man.
Yeah.
I did, and I am. I'm just saying I'm jumping in here that it's got to be 100% trust, and that's where I'm at with it.
It's going to come up in every argument.
Bobby Joe, go ahead.
My best friend in the whole wide world is a guy, and I started dating this guy, now my fiancé, and I kind of told him, look, here's the deal. This is my best friend, and I'm not going to make any, you know, if you're not okay with this, then you're going to have to either get good with it or leave it alone. And the fact that Stacy brought you into the relationship in the beginning and you decided not to join it, I got Stacy's back. I'm sorry. She did everything right.
That's what she said also.
It's different.
Why is it different?
Because you were friends with this guy before you started dating your fiancé, correct?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah, that is different.
Because Stacy and Bert were married and then she brought this guy into their relationship.
I do feel like that's different.
Very.
But she did invite you into the beginning of it, though.
She absolutely did.
She didn't try and hide it from you, and she didn't try and exclude you.
Nope.
I think that's where the line is.
They both have been really good about it. I mean, I think even when he knew that in the beginning, when it was tense, he was texting me, and he was trying to make it cool also.
Your wife's online. She just sent me an email and I winced.
She sent you an email that she's online listening?
Well, I expected.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I expected her to know that we were talking about
it.
No, it's about something completely different.
Oh, okay. No, I mean, she's going to hear that. It's going to be up online anyway.
Listen, Bert has been defending her from the start.
Yeah,
and we've opened lines for people who supported her.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be up online later on today anyway, so she'd hear it.
I don't know why, but just in the middle of it, it made me nervous.
Because I want
to. I'm scared of Stacey, and I'm not scared to say that.
I want to eventually hear Stacey's point of view.
Yeah?
I want to hear Stacey online and her point of view.
I'll try and get her on tomorrow. I'll have my people call her people.
Oh,
I'll tell you what, I'll call her guy friend and he can arrange that she can be on tomorrow morning.
Oh, Bert.
What? Where'd that come from?
That's not funny. That's sad. Where'd that come from?
The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig?
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.